In this video, I am going to explain to you how I built my own personal holdings company, and I'm going to give you the step-by-step breakdown that I followed so that you can create your own personal holdings company as well. My name is Tim Stoddard. Thank you so much for watching. Let's get started. Okay, before we go any further, there's a question that I need to answer. That question is, what is a personal holdings company? Well, this is a concept and idea that's taken a lot of traction, or that's built up a lot of momentum over the last 2 years as individuals become more and more their own media companies. Basically, a personal holdings company is a portfolio of businesses that you, as an individual, have equity in. You can just use your profile, your likeness, your awareness, your personal brand to work yourself into deals. And that's what I've done over the last 10 years. I'm really able to start, create, found, invest in, and buy 12 to 15 companies at this point and create multiple streams of income. And so if that sounds like something that you're interested in, then I highly recommend you watch the rest of this video. First step is to create cash flow. So this is discouraging for some people. A lot of people think that building a personal holdings company or building a portfolio is something that you just do. But that's really, really not the case. In order to make investments, you need to have capital. You need to have cash. And typically, no one is going to invest in you if you've never done this before, if you've never started out. It is not something that you just start from the very beginning. It's very much more likely something that accumulates over time. And the first step for that is to build a successful company. And you build a skill set. You build proof of concept that you know what you're doing, that you know how to build products, you know how to sell services, you know how to market yourself, you know how to manage people, manage invoices, manage accounting, right? There's a lot that goes into building a business. And once you build the business, you're able to build a reputation. And that reputation is just as important as the actual cash flow that the business generates. You need both. You need to have cash flow, because if you don't have money, then you have nothing to invest, right? And you need disposable capital that you can use as investment capital. But in addition, you need a reputation. People need to know who you are. For those reasons, you can't really start building a portfolio until you have yourself built something successful. And it's difficult. Like I said, that's a little discouraging for people, because some people see this idea of building a portfolio and they think, I want to do that. Like, it's very, very difficult to just jump into that pond. You need to have a reputation, a skill set, capital. And the best way to do that is to first start your own business. So it's a 10-year process. You're going to start your own business and you'll be working really hard before you can most likely put yourself in a position to make some investments. The second step is to find operators. You do not want to be running more than one company at a time. When people think of the idea of a personal holdings company, they think that you or me or an entrepreneur is literally building multiple companies at one time. That is never going to work. It's not a good strategy. What you're actually doing is you're finding operators who hopefully have a proven track record and or have a vision that you believe in. You need the operator because you need to stay focused on your primary cash flow. And so the second step is much more along the lines of finding people that know how to operate a business. And you're leveraging their know-how, their smarts, hard work, labor. You're leveraging them to build something for you. Now, of course, you have to bring something to the table because no one's just going to give you a piece of their company for no reason. And usually, for me, that's like a combination of coaching and guidance and money. Next step is to build your personal brand. Now, I never thought a personal brand was something that I wanted. I always thought it was kind of stupid, to be honest. People want to be influencers. And what does that even mean? There's not a whole lot of value, in my view, on being an influencer. I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I would use social media as a mechanism of marketing to promote my companies. But I never thought having that media machine behind me as a person. And over the last 3 or 4 years, I've really changed my mind on that. Now, there's still a caveat. I don't think having a personal brand for the sake of having a personal brand makes a lot of sense. There's no value in likes and shares, if there's nothing behind that, if there's no product, if there's no service, if there's no intention behind this like media mechanism that is a personal brand, then you're sort of just, I don't even know what you're doing, right? You're just like, you're begging for attention that doesn't have any intrinsic value behind it. But now that I've built my company, now that I've had some wins, now that I've stacked some money in the bank, I really can say that your personal brand is your deal flow. I don't even have a huge personal brand. I got like 30,000 Twitter followers. I got about 30 to 40,000 LinkedIn followers. I have a pretty big email list from my blog, from timstodds.com. But man, I tell you, the reputation I've built from the success that I've had, and even that little bit of awareness, now that I'm intentional behind it and I use it as like a lead generation machine for me to find other opportunities, I am constantly bombarded in opportunities. I can't possibly take advantage of them all. There's just no way. But I've really changed my mind to this. Building your personal brand is huge. Now, here's the catch. This goes all the way back to step one. And this is why I believe that having a win under your belt is so important, because what a lot of people do is they just start off by trying to build a following. And nobody has any reason to follow them because they've never built anything. And this is where you sort of get into that weird like multi-level marketing scheme that becomes coaching, right? It's a whole bunch of people that want to build a LinkedIn following so that they can become a coach, and then they can coach people on how to become coaches. Coaching for what? Well, to build a business. It's like, well, have you built a business? No, I'm a coach. Right? And like, I don't think that is a good way to put yourself in a position where people want to have you involved in their companies. I think my way is a much better approach to it, because your following is only as powerful as the reputation that you have, as your past wins, as your past successes. There's so many opportunities. Every day I'm presented with new opportunities, new businesses that people are starting, and new ways that I could potentially add to my portfolio. But all those opportunities become a little bit overwhelming, which brings me to the last and final step on how I built my personal holdings company. The last step, learn how to say no. Damn, I tell you, this has been really, really hard for me. And I will give you an example of how I failed at this. When I bought Copyblogger, I made the mistake of thinking I could operate both of the businesses at the same time. And you know what? I did it. I pulled it off, but it was 3 years of like misery. But if that opportunity came to me now, I really would need to say no to it, at least in the capacity that the opportunity was before, where I could buy it and then it's mine. It's my responsibility to build it. I could not do that. As you get more successful, as you build a bigger portfolio, the analogy I like is Naval. Naval said, like, you're steering a bigger ship, and so your judgment really matters. The payload that I have on my ship now is just so valuable. And if I screw something up, it can really, really be a problem, right? Like, it is not a ship that I want to crash. It's not like I'm on a speedboat anymore and I'm light and agile, maneuverable, and the cost of failure is low. Like, the cost of failure is very high. And so that's why saying no has become such a critical part of me building my personal holdings company, so that every single asset I add to my portfolio is within itself a valuable form of cash flow, and it's profitable cash flow, and it's something that adds to the bottom line. The last thing I ever want to do, and this is another mistake I see people doing a lot, is they think, okay, I have this profitable asset in my portfolio. Let me use those profits. Let me use this one company. Let me use the growth of this individual company to invest in this other company. I'll pay for my growth with this one. And like, sure, sometimes that makes sense because the money's got to come from somewhere, right? But in a lot of cases, what you end up doing is killing one company just to not build a successful second company. And so you have to really learn how to know when there's an opportunity that you can take advantage of. Now, what does this mean for me? For me, it's become emotional. I've had to check my emotions because I love everything, right? Everything is cool. I want to do everything. I want to embark on every project I possibly can. But like, you can only do so much. And not only can you only do so much, but like you can only build a reputation in so much. And so it's been difficult for me to be able to put myself in a position where it's like, I am an expert at this one particular domain. And so now I've made the decision to really, really focus on some of these more healthcare. It's just, I'm an expert at this. There's very, very few people in the world that know how to do what I can do and provide the kind of results that I can provide for these particular businesses. You have to invest into what you know, because if not, then you're sort of just guessing. You're just writing checks and making bets. And if that's what you want to do, then you should be a VC. You shouldn't build a personal holdings company, because in a PhD, you're putting your own money, your own reputation at risk. It's been challenging, but true success, as you get more successful and as you have more to lose, comes much more from saying no than it comes from saying yes. And that's it. That's how I've built what I've built. I have a long ways to go. I have a lot more to learn. I have a lot more opportunities to take advantage of, but this is the foundation. You need to have a win under your belt. You need to have profits. You need to have relationships with operators. You need to really have a personal brand so that you can find deal flow. And then you need to be able to focus, and you need to be able to say no so that you can stay focused on what it is that's been working for you. A personal holdings company is something that has added a ton of value to my life and has really been a main driver behind most of the wealth that I've accumulated over the years. It's worked for me. I hope it can work for you. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comments. I would be happy to answer them. Hit like, hit subscribe, smash that subscribe button, and I will talk to you next week. All right, guys. Peace.